It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Airey to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins, and on behalf of all the kids at the Salvation Army, I want to thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
At FMBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC Community Banking Team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, welcome into week three of the high school football season. The Bombers with their final non-conference game tonight against Batesville. We'll talk about the matchup with the Pioneers in just a moment. First, though, we'll look back at last week's exciting win over the Raiders of Nettleton. And, Steve, I just can't imagine what this week's been like for you and the young men snapping that long losing streak going back a couple of years. I know it's been exciting, hasn't it?
This has been definitely a breath of fresh air for everybody. I know the kids. I had a number of them come up this week and just talk about, hey, thanks, Coach. I'm glad you're here. And that was fun. So that they enjoyed it. And I think it trickles into practice. And some of the hard work's finally paying off.
A lot of statewide publicity for the program, too.
A lot of statewide, yeah. That was a big thing. I think a lot of people was glad to see Mountain Home do something good.
Yes. Well, let's talk about the game. That it was Nettleton that got on the scoreboard first. I remember on their first drive, it was kept alive on a penalty, an offside penalty, and then we had a penalty on the extra point try. And I remember Sonny and I talking on the air the fact that I would hate to be going back to that sideline right now to see Coach Airy after those two penalties.
Yeah, I got me a nice piece of Quentin there when he jumped off sides. You know, I think that drive was like 17 plays. It was a long one, and the kid threw the ball real well on the drive, and it was all just short balls. But he was spot on. And I said, "Hang in there, man. He ain't gonna play like this all night. He's gonna cool off. He's had a good drive, and he did. He cooled off, and we made some plays."
Let's talk about the adjustment you made offensively. Especially in that second quarter, you go to more of an up-tempo offense, and it just paid dividends the rest of the night.
Yeah, we got a little personnel grouping, and we got about three different tempos we work on in practice, and it's nothing I do, but that's Coach Acklin and Coach Mallett that worked those kids out, and the up-tempo did good. We knew they were a little bit bigger, and we thought we might get them huffing and puffing a little bit. And we went a little quicker lineup, and it worked out for us.
Let's talk about the first touchdown drive. It was a nice 7-play, 80 yards. It was a nice drive, and Bryce capped it off with that big 34-yard run.
Yeah, we they had run some wishbone here in the past, and the read game has just really been good to us. So Bryce is reading things really well. It allows us not to have to block everybody every play, and it puts him on an island with some defensive ends and outside linebackers and people. We got to tackle him in space, and he's really hard to handle.
Yes.
So he's doing a really fine job with his read scheme right now.
I love the way the defense responded. After you come back, you tie the score at 7-7, you get back-to-back three and outs.
And that's what we got to do more of. It seemed like we spent too much time with our back against the wall. I think we made three or four stands where they'd got the ball down to our 20 in the duration of the night. But we got to get more three and outs, and that's what happens. We got to be better on first down, and hopefully that's what we're going to preach going in this week. We can't we start getting our back against the wall this week. They'll be shoving in some points. They're going to be a little better, I think, than the Nettleton bunch that came in here last week.
I want to get back to the offense in a moment. First, though, a couple of young men on defense really stood out. Moses Adams at defensive end had a heck of a game.
Moses is undersized, but he's just cheetah quick. His feet never die. He keeps running. He hustles every play. He chases it down from the backside. He's just all over the place. But he finished the evening with 14 tackles, two sacks, and two tackles for losses. So he played in their behind the line of scrimmage a lot. And then I know he was the reason Ofa got his sack.
Right.
He got, you know, Moses got there first, didn't make the play, and Ofa gets mop-up duty. But Moses was to be reckoned with last Friday night.
I want to ask you about Moses, because when you think defensive ends, you think someone that's, you know, 6'2", 220. Moses is not your prototypical defensive end. How did he come to play that position?
You know, Coach Cudworth told me, he said he's got a motor coach, said he does a pretty good job down there. And, you know, we got him down there, and his stance wasn't very good. And anyway, they start snapping the ball, and we can't block the guy. I mean, he's just that quick. So, anyway, he just uses his quickness to his advantage, uses his size to his advantage. Though he's undersized, it's to his advantage.
Uh-huh.
And that's what kids got to figure out. You don't have to be at a disadvantage, you know. Find out how that's going to work for you. And he's figured it out. And I was telling you, yesterday somebody knocked him down, and he kind of face-planted and just popped right back up on his feet. It's just like an up-down, you know.
Uh-huh.
But he missed a step, and that was it. He went down to the ground, just missed a step, and he's back on the ball. So he never quits. That's his secret to success.
He's fun to watch. Brock Boje, middle linebacker, had another big night as well.
Brock didn't play near as much offense, so he shined a little more on the defense. And I think he had the hit of the night. Everybody saw that one. But he definitely had the hit of the night, and he's just doing a phenomenal job. He was around 12 tackles, and he had a couple tackles for loss. Him and Moses were almost right there together at the top of the stats. Moses edged him a little bit. But, yeah, he calls all of our defensive stuff. I do my work during the week, and he formulates my plan on Fridays. So he's a coach on the field, not just a linebacker.
There we go. Back to the offense now. After McKay's touchdown that got the scoring started, you score on, including that one, score on four straight possessions. And, boy, it just seemed like Nettleton had no answer.
That's what happens. We got hot right there, and we stayed hot till halftime. Halftime kind of cooled us off.
Yeah.
But that was perfect. That's exactly what you want, is getting a rhythm. And that's what this type of offense can do for you, is put you in a rhythm and a tempo setting, and it just everything went fluid and fast.
We'll take a break. We'll have more here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans. It's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout-out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
Time. It's a commodity that's always in need yet can't be bought. What if you could have more time enjoying movies, games, and your favorite television and streaming entertainment simply by switching to Next, powered by NAEC? Plus, you'll get service you trust from local people right here in our community. Now is the time. Visit MyNextFiber.com and have more time for the important things in life with Next, powered by NAEC.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and our specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back on the Coach Steve Airy Show. Steve, it was, 28-7 at halftime. And, boy, you can just see the young men. They were very pleased with the way they played in the first half as they headed to the locker room. It was good to see.
Yeah, we I've done this with a couple other programs where you come in and you kind of just wait for that self-destruct button to hit or some mistakes to happen or uh-huh. whatever, and we never let it happen. So I think we grew a little bit. You know, we got in Harrison the week before, and you're thinking, okay, we're right here within striking distance. All we got to do is get it together, maintain some composure here, and we got a chance to win.
Uh-huh.
And we would just keep making a mistake. Another mistake would follow. But last Friday night we grew a little bit. It didn't happen. So I think they know what happens. You know, we play perfect. Don't allow mistakes. Into our game, we got a chance.
I love the way you open the second half. You come out and score again quick, and I mean, just like that, essentially the game was over.
Yeah, we was hoping to get to the mercy clock, and we missed the PAT
right there.
We wanted to get the clock rolling and get out of there and get our young guys in the game. Was kind of what we really wanted to do, and then we missed that PAT. That kind of screwed that up. So it drug out a little longer. Wasn't quite as sweet as it could have been.
It's been, well, back to the game that before the losing streak started, the last time Mount Home scored that many points, that was the last time he gave up that few points, too. I mean, all around, all aspects of the game, it was a good night.
We felt like we were solid on every aspect of the game. Our kicking game was good. Jack doesn't have a real strong leg, so we're letting him directional kick a little bit, uh-huh. and he was spot on in his kicking game. Bryce did a good job punting the ball. All our coverage was good. The offense, you know, scores 40, and the defense allows 7, so you can't hardly draw it up any better than that.
Where did you see – I mean, obviously all the aspects of the game were good. Was there something in particular you were looking to see growth from week 1 to week 2 that that you really saw stand out or something maybe you still want to work on going into this week?
You know, the one thing I wanted to do was just eliminate mistakes. And we eliminated a lot of those. You know, we didn't have the blown coverage. We didn't have the bad snaps. We just played a lot cleaner game. And that allows us to kind of evaluate our people and see where we're sitting. And I think if we play another clean game on Friday, you're going to see us right in the game with Baseball. I really do.
The junior varsity, we've talked about that a little bit and how important that is. And that on Monday nights, those kids getting that playing time, they're playing well on Monday nights as well, too, aren't they?
They play pretty well. They played well on offense the other night. Didn't play too well on defense. Harrison just had one play we couldn't stop. And I don't know how many times we drew it up on the sidelines. Says, this is what we have to do. This is how we have to defend it. And our guys never could pick it up. And I was disappointed in that because you want a guy when you pick up the marker and you tell him what to do, you want him to do it, you know. Uh-huh. And they couldn't get it done. So I was disappointed in our defensive effort Monday night. Happy with our offensive output, but I think they're getting better too.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans, it's Mike Quillard from Arvest Bank. And this cheer is a shout-out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence. Confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The time is now to come see why Nasari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and 2 great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our community. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding 5 counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airy Show. The Bombers coming off that big win last week over Nettleton. What's practice been like this week, Steve?
I thought it was pretty good Monday, pretty good Tuesday. Wednesday, offense was good, defense was sketchy. Today, it doesn't matter. We got to put some polish on it, and it's got to be a game plan when we leave tonight. So, defense wasn't as sharp last night. I don't know why, but – We ended up doing one more period of defense, go home just because I was unhappy. Couldn't go home, mad. So they turned it up, and I was a little happier.
Well, let's talk about the matchup against Batesville because the defense is going to get a good test tonight. I want to talk first off about their quarterback, Eli Livingston. We're going to see – we've already seen some good quarterbacks with Keelan over at Harrison. We've got a good one tonight. We've got Ledbetter at Benton. We've got the kid at Parkview that's already committed to Arkansas. Some good QB play, and this is going to be a good test tonight with Livingston. He's a dual threat, much like Bryce is. He can run and throw, can he?
He can run and throw. You know, I got to watch him last year when I was over at Harrison, and he runs the ball pretty good. I didn't know he ran the ball that well, but he's looked good the first half of the season running the football. So you're right, we got a dual threat, and he's the guy that's going to make you pay. He's the guy that's going to beat you.
So, overall, your thoughts on Batesville? We'll break down the offense, defense in a minute, but just overall, what your thoughts after watching them on film?
I think they're power oriented, power run game. Kids play exceptionally hard. They're physical. Their attitude is they're going to beat you up. They're tough kids, and that's what they prefer to do. Is just run the ball down your throat and let Livingston throw the ball just a little bit, a little play action. But as far as throwing the ball around the yard, not going to see a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But they're going to come get you. And we just have to be ready to get in one of those. I knew, you know, what we was going to get the last 2 weeks, but this is going to be a little different brand of football. It's going to be black and blue.
Defensively, tell us about the Pioneers.
Defensively, they're a 3-4 scheme, just kind of like we've been seeing. So I think offensively we're going to be real comfortable with it. They may give us a little more pressure than what we've seen. Harrison gave us a lot of pressure. We didn't get as much last week, but we've seen a 3-4 now 3 weeks in a row. So, you know, as far as our game plan changing up, it's not going to change up much. We just have a few different passing schemes due to different coverage. But I'm hoping we run the football as effectively as what we've been doing. We should be getting real comfortable with 3-4.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk more about Batesville here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airy Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Conversation.
conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Life is a highway, a data highway these days, and users want to drive on it all day and all night long. More time at home has certainly meant more data consumption. In the confusing world of how much data we need to stream our videos, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio station, Next, powered by NAEC, is the name you know and people you trust. Don't get in the data traffic jam. Get Next, powered by NAEC, internet, phone, television. Visit mynextfiber.com.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
We continue on the Coach Steve Airy Show, and Steve, when folks come to the game tonight, they're going to see something parked there at the gate, aren't they?
They are. They sure are. I just want to say thank you, Rob Williams. He's doing a little.
He's got a boat that
folks can buy a ticket for, maybe win, right?
Yeah. If you want to own a boat, Mike Stockton, Gridiron Club, Mountain Home Gridiron Club. Anyways, going to give you all the details.
There we go.
Rob's working with them. I always appreciate when people in the community step out and work with our organizations.
He's a former bomber, and of course he owns Shawnee Supreme Boats, and so it's a Shawnee boat, and I know they're very popular on the river, so a lot of folks would like have a chance to win that. So
yeah, I've not met Rob, but I did want to give him a shout out because businesses is what make us go.
Exactly.
I mean, our community makes us go, and I appreciate everything everybody does.
And I tell you what, you've done some fundraisers already since you've been the head coach, some things this summer and this fall, and the businesses are stepping up, aren't they?
They are. You just you find things that you need, and everybody's there's not enough money to take care of these kids and every sporting event and busting them and feeding them and all the things you have to do. It's just it's nice that our community takes care of our kids.
You bet. All right, let's get back to the game tonight. First off, any injuries, anything to talk about there?
We are good. My guys are tough. I told them, I said, we're going to be tough this year. We're not standing on the sidelines. So, we're doing good on injuries.
Final non-conference game, Batesville. What are the keys? What do you have to do to get a win tonight?
I don't get off of it very much, but we're going to have to put on our big boy pants tonight. We're going to have to play really physical. We got obviously always take care of the football. We want to win the turnover battle. Can't give up a big play. We need more big plays than they do, and we're going to be successful. And just minimize mistakes. We play clean. I like our chances.
Should be a good one. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Steve Airey, we'll take a break. We'll join you live from Bomber Stadium coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show. Join us each Friday night at 6 to get the latest information from the head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.